This portion of the broadcast has been pre-recorded. Are you having trouble finding the right employees? Well, you're not alone. We're going to get some advice from Melissa Varischetti from Black and White Business Solutions and findajobpa.com, and Pam Strike from Workforce Solutions for North Central PA. I'm Brittany Madera, your host, the show Contact, and our sponsor, brought to us in part this morning by Lifespan Family Services, Adoption and Foster Care.
Each day in Pennsylvania, there's at least 15,000 children taken from their homes due to abuse or neglect. Foster parents provide homes to these needy children. Lifespan Family Services trains, supports, and compensates foster parents to address this problem. Call Lifespan Family Services today at 375-1314 or drop in at the Du Bois Mall or at Lane Avenue in Punxsutawney. Lifespan Family Services, helping people help children every day. 375-1314.
You know, I think we're all in the same boat here, that the conversations that we've been having over the past, well, several months now have been pretty familiar. People struggling to find good workers and struggling to find people who are going to come into work at their job. At the same time, some people still trying to find the right fit to get hired in the correct job for them. We're going to talk all about it and more with Pam Strike. She's the Executive Director of Workforce Solutions for North Central PA. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Now, I know we've recently got some pretty recent news about those new vaccine requirements, and we will talk about that just briefly, but I mean, it's so new at this point. What would your best advice be? Just how can we stay on top of this, of all of these new changes that might be happening?
Well, we as a workforce board, staff to a workforce board, we're doing what every other employer is doing and just trying to stay on top of things by going to the CDC website, knowing that things are changing daily. We just are trying to stay on top of it as an employer ourselves.
Yeah, and I think that's great advice for really any business, is to just know what's happening, stay informed, and keep in mind how it might affect your business. Now, that being said, that's a lot of the new things that are going on. But let's talk about the issues and the concerns that a lot of people have been having for several months now. Give me, if you don't mind, give me the lay of the land nowadays. How difficult is it, first of all, to hire? And then on the other side of things, how difficult is it to get a job?
Well, first, let me just start by saying what we see as the current workforce landscape. And I don't think we're just talking our region. And of course, North Central PA includes the counties of Cameron, Clearfield, Elk, Jefferson, McKean, and Potter. But we've actually been dealing with a steady decline in the number of people working or actively seeking work for many years, not just because of the pandemic. The decline started prior to the pandemic. There's baby boomer retirements, decreasing birth rates. They've all contributed to the, I guess, mass exodus that we're seeing. So it's just been increased, perhaps, by the pandemic. So there are what we like to think of as untapped labor pool populations, and that might include job seekers with barriers, but we do think that it's not just the pandemic that has caused some of the issues that are going on, although it has increased the challenges. But I can tell you right now in the region, there are actually over 5,000 online job postings in 300 different occupations in our region, in our six counties alone. Those jobs are from all industries, including healthcare, social assistance, manufacturing, transportation, retail. Another thing about that number, though, 5,000, just slightly over 2,000 of those jobs require a high school diploma or equivalent. A little over 300 would require a bachelor's degree, about 200 an associate degree, some master's degree and doctoral or professional degrees. So right now, there are jobs for all different education levels. Of course, that what we're seeing, and we're seeing it across the nation, everyone is hiring. So right now, finding a job shouldn't be too difficult. And we think that job training alone is not really enough. So what we recommend for employers and job seekers is to visit the Pennsylvania Career Link Centers in our region. We have 6 full-site comprehensive centers and 1 affiliate center, and the services at PA Career Link are, there's no cost to employers or job seekers. This is a network of partners that work together to help people from all populations find employment, help employers find job seekers. Right now, our centers are actively having job fairs and hiring events for employers, and they're seeing a lot of success in those events that they're having. The PA Career Link can be reached by calling 1-844. Here I go. I can't find the number. You're going to have to cut that one
out of
there.
That's okay.
Anyone can call the PA Career Links in our counties by a toll-free number, and that number is 1-844-722-2546. That's 1-844-722-2546. When they call that number, they would get a menu where they would choose the county that they're looking to work with.
So it's all well and good to find any kind of employee, but how can we attract the right kind of employee that, first of all, is a good fit for the company and also is happy to work there and has the skills that you need?
Well, as I said, the job training piece alone, is not enough. And so we like to refer to earn and learn models. And I think job seekers are attracted to jobs where they know from when they're hired that there's going to be opportunities for advancement, and that as they're working, they can learn new skills. We do talk a lot about registered apprenticeship programs, but that's not the only earn and learn model out there. Available through the Career Link, there's paid work experiences where employers can work with staff at the Career Link and have someone come to work for them on a paid work experience, and then if they decide that they want to hire that person, they can. There's also on-the-job training contracts where staff work with the employer to come up with a training plan for a job seeker that the Career Link is working with, and they develop this training plan, and the company is able to get reimbursed for a portion of the wages paid to that employee during the training period on the agreement that they're going to hire them and keep them on full time if everything works. So I do think we all can do a better job of making sure that people in our region, youth, adults, dislocated workers, career changers, know what employers are looking for, what skills they need to get hired and succeed in the good jobs that are available in our region.
I think that's well said. To wrap it up here, Pam, I'm going to put you on the spot here with some of the biggest mistakes that you see, both on the business side of things whenever people are hiring, but also mistakes that job seekers might be making. What do you typically see people struggle with, and where do you see the biggest mistakes that we can fix?
Oh, that's a tough one. We don't like to think that anyone's making a mistake. Right now, employers and job seekers, we believe, are just doing the best they can with everything that's going on. Things are just changing daily. But I do think career pathways can be improved. And just like I had said, if employers can identify and engage the people they hire and let them know what opportunities they might have for advancement if the job seeker, the new hire, is committed to lifelong learning and learning new skills. So it's kind of on both sides, the employers showing that to the job seeker, but then that job seeker being willing to be learn to learn new skills and to go through training so that they increase their chances of moving through a company, you know, moving up through a company. I do think that that's what people want to be able to do. People are looking for a flexible work schedule, and I think the pandemic helped them drive that one a little bit because of a lot of people working from home. But I think people want that flexibility and need that flexibility in a work schedule if they have young children at home or if they're caring for family members. So the flexible work schedule is a huge thing that job seekers are looking for also.
Yeah. If maybe this has triggered an extra question in somebody's mind, or if they're getting ready to maybe do another round of hiring or start looking for a job themselves, where would you refer them?
We absolutely encourage employers to contact the Pennsylvania Career Link centers in our region and job seekers as well. As I said, almost daily, at least one of our centers is holding a job fair or hiring event for an individual employer. And though there is no charge for that, they invite job seekers in and make sure people are aware of those hiring events. So definitely we recommend and encourage the Pennsylvania Career Link. I do want to add, through all of this, I think the Pennsylvania Career Link is still seen as the unemployment office of years ago. Mm-hmm. That changed about 20 years ago, and there is still this conception that the PA Career Link is the unemployment office, and that is not true. We like to refer to it as the employment office, not unemployment office. So that's something we've struggled and wanted to make sure that the message is out there that the PA Career Link is not the unemployment office.
I think that's a great point. Yeah, common misconception there. Pam, mm-hmm. thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
And that was Pam Strike, the Executive Director of Workforce Solutions for North Central Pennsylvania. Thanks again, Pam, for being here.
Thank you. Have a good day.
As we're all trying to navigate the job market and also the hiring market as well, we brought in a couple of experts to talk about this. And of course, we'll be talking about advice on what we can do to handle these kind of situations as well. Our guest this morning, Melissa Varischetti. She's from Black and White Business Solutions and findajobpa.com. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. And you know, right away, people are going to say, okay, first of all, one of the biggest pieces of news that has come out very, very recently has been the vaccine requirements, which, I mean, this is super new to the point where this could change day by day, right?
Absolutely. Maybe even hour by hour as things are happening. So, yeah, very interesting times that we are going through right now, for sure.
Definitely. You got to feel for these businesses who have to kind of roll along with these changes and try to make the best decisions for not just their company, but for their employees as well. And I guess all that we can say is, you know, stay on top of it and make sure that you're well informed, right?
Absolutely. The biggest thing right now is businesses need to be vigilant in staying on top of what's happening with the laws. There are some good resources out there. You can always go to SHRM.org. For information, you can go to the CDC website for information. And if you have questions or concerns, voice those concerns to your local representatives. I am a big believer in that. I think as businesses have concerns about these vaccines and the implications of that and the mandates, they need to reach out to their local representatives. And when in doubt, don't hesitate to contact an attorney as well to make sure that you are following the guidelines as you're supposed to.
Yeah, that's well said. Moving on, because of course that's a fairly new problem or a new issue that a lot of people are concerned about, but something that's been happening for the past several months is people are struggling to find workers that are able to be hired at their companies. So let's talk about that. What do you feel is the, we'll call it the lay of the land nowadays for both job seekers and hirers?
So it's very interesting because I started Black and White Business Solutions and findajobpa.com 9 years ago. And when I started my business, it was in 2012. So we were fresh out of the recession. It was very difficult at that point for job seekers to find jobs. Well, now we sort of see the reverse of that. So right now we have a lot of jobs out there. A lot of people are looking to hire, and we see a shortage of job seekers.
It's tempting, I think, sometimes, especially in a market like this, to say, okay, any warm body will do. We just need somebody to work in our company. What can you say about hiring somebody that's actually a good fit, though?
So hiring someone that's a good fit, I mean, that's obviously the goal. You know, you don't want to hire just anybody that walks through the door, because at the end of the day, this needs to be a beneficial relationship between both the employer and the employee. So I kind of call myself like the matchmaker of the job world, because that's essentially what you're trying to do, right?
I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, you are trying to find that job seeker out there that is looking for exactly what you have to offer as an employer. So, I mean, right. I think that is very important, and it's very difficult to do. And ultimately, if you work really fast through recruiting and you just put somebody in that position, chances are they're not going to be a good fit.
What advice do you have to not just find those employees, but make sure that you're getting the right types of people?
So one of the things that I suggest businesses do, and I see this all the time, is they wait until the last minute when they need to make a hire. You really need to be proactive whenever it comes to recruiting. And to do that, you need to sit down as a business, as a manager, HR manager, a business owner. Look at what you need as a business. Figure out those skill sets that you're looking for and develop those job descriptions, develop those employment ads. So that way, you, when you do put your recruiting message out there, it sends a clear picture of what you're looking at for an organization, and don't wait till the last minute to do it.
So that's part of being proactive, of course, is great. It sounds like also being descriptive about what you're looking for, because you can't find the proper employee if they don't know what you're looking for either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The job seekers do not respond well to vague employment ads. Like, if you're putting an employment out there, which is something, that's what findajobpa.com is all about. It's that resource where businesses can advertise their employment openings and job seekers can look and apply for those employment openings. And whenever I'm working with a client, one of the biggest things I stress to them is, you need to be descriptive. We've all seen those employment ads that are one or two sentences. They're just not effective.
No.
Because a job seeker, and I talk to job seekers, so I'm kind of like that intermediary between the two. So I talk to a lot of job seekers and I work with a lot of employers. And the one thing that I will get from job seekers is they have questions. They want to know more about this position. They want to know more about the organization. And if you're not providing that to them right up front, they err on the side of caution and they just don't apply. Mm-hmm. I see it time and time again. So really being descriptive and being intentional about your recruiting message is very important.
Yeah. What do you think about things that we can do within a company, not just as we're advertising for those jobs, but, you know, the companies themselves, the personalities behind it? What can we do to make it a good place to work and a place that people want to work?
So I think one big thing that businesses need to understand, especially right now, given the market, recruiting is about selling. Mm-hmm. It's about selling your business. It's about selling the position. It's about informing people about the great things about your company and why they want to work there. So I think as an organization, take a look at your organization and what you truly have to offer job seekers. What sets you apart? What sets you apart from your competitors? What makes you different and attractive to job seekers? And that is not always wrapped up in the wage that you're providing. I think that's one thing that people really have a misconception about, is that it's not just about what you're willing to pay someone. There's a lot of other benefits to working for a company that you can provide that don't have anything to do with the wage, but they might be really unique things to your organization that you want to highlight whenever you're recruiting and get that message out there that you do this, and this is why you're a great company to work for. And the flip side of that is, if you take a look at your company and you don't have those things, think about what you can do. Think about what you can offer. Think outside the box a little bit and come up with some creative ways to attract those job seekers, some incentives. And incentives, like I said, they don't always have to be dollar for, you know, dollar, like it doesn't have to be all about the money. Mm-hmm. Like we see right now a lot of things happening with people offering hiring bonuses and sign-on bonuses and things for industries that I've never seen it happen before. I used to see it primarily in like the commercial transportation industry and maybe some in the nursing industry, but now you're seeing it everywhere. And not that that's a bad approach, but there's also different ways that you can attract job seekers.
What do you see people doing that you just kind of want to shake them and say, nope?
So from the employer perspective, definitely one of the biggest things is procrastination. I see it time and time again where businesses procrastinate the hiring process. And it's really one of the most important things, because if you think about the resources in your company, you know, your human capital, the people that work for your company, those are your biggest resources. Those are the ones that are getting the jobs done. So don't make that last priority.
What about on the job side, the job seeker side of things?
So the job seeker side of things, one thing that I really see, this is like a minor pet peeve of mine, but if you're a job seeker and you're out there and you're putting your resume out there, places applying for jobs, make sure employers have a good way to communicate back to you. I can't tell you how many times I have made a phone call to interview someone and I can't get through to them because they have no voicemail set up or their voicemail box is full or it's not a valid number. Make sure your contact information is updated. I know it may sound silly and simple, but you wouldn't believe the amount of people who don't take the time to look at that and make sure those things are updated.
Yeah.
Another big mistake that I see job seekers make, and I hear this through feedback with job seekers, is they don't apply for positions that they think they might be underqualified for.
Oh, okay.
So they look at a position and they read through it and they're like, well, maybe I could do some of these things, but I'm not sure about all of these requirements. Go ahead and apply for it. What do you have to lose? You know, I always tell people the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to apply and you're not going to get a call. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to apply, maybe you'll get called for an interview and maybe you won't get the job, but at least you know. Or you could get a call and get an interview and it could end up to be your next position. So don't sell yourself short as a job seeker. Go for it. What do you have to lose?
That's great. Anything that you'd like to add? Or I guess, you know, let's remind people, if they are a business and they are looking to hire, which a lot of them are, mm-hmm. or if you're looking for a job, where can you go for more resources?
So there are tons of resources out there. I assist businesses all the time with the hiring and recruiting. They can certainly reach out to me. I provide a free consultation to businesses to better understand what they are in need of. Everything that I do is totally customizable to suit the business's needs. The advertising platform for findajobpa.com is a local resource. So there are lots of resources out there you can utilize to get the word out there. But what I wanted to provide to the area is a truly local resource so you can hit that local market, which is very effective and something that a lot of businesses need to do. You need to reach the job seekers that are in our area. And that's what I try and do through findajobpa.com. Aside from that, you know, your recruiting message should be spread around a little bit too. Don't be afraid to use a couple of different sources to get the message out there.
Thank you so much for spending some time, for lending your insight on this, and thanks for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much, Brittany.
Thanks to Melissa Verichetti from Black and White Business Solutions and findajobpa.com, talking about the job market and what both job seekers and, of course, businesses can do to make it a little easier nowadays. Big thank you to Melissa Verichetti and to Pam Strike for being a part of our show this morning. I'm Brittany Madera here on Contact, brought to us in part this morning by Community County Services, family-based mental health.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
This portion of the broadcast has been pre-recorded.